This episode is brought to you by the Vertical Farming Podcast. Follow and subscribe on your favorite podcast player or visit verticalfarmingpodcast.com to browse our catalog of over 100 interviews with founders and CEOs of the leading vertical farming companies from around the world.
Welcome to AgTech Weekly Digest, your go-to podcast for all the latest advancements in agricultural technology. Today, we're diving into a world where innovation flourishes and sustainability takes center stage. In this episode, we explore the leaps and bounds made in the ag tech sector, encompassing recent funding news, groundbreaking facility launches, and strategic partnerships that are collectively reshaping the very future of farming. Whether you're an agriculture enthusiast, a tech guru, or simply curious about where the future of food production is headed, you've tuned in to the right place. So, let's unpack the week's developments together and gain insight into the changing landscape of agriculture and technology. Join me as we delve into the exciting world of AgTech. Let's take a closer look at some of the game-changing facility and product launches that are set to redefine the agricultural technology landscape. Starting in the heartland of America, InnovaFeed has proudly unveiled its North American Insect Innovation Center in Decatur, Illinois. This venture is a bold leap into the future of sustainable animal feed production. By harnessing the incredible bioconversion capabilities of the black soldier fly, this facility transforms agricultural byproducts into valuable insect meal, oils, and soil amendments. Strategically positioned in the U.S. agricultural hub, InnovaFeed's new site is designed to support an astounding 60,000 metric tons of protein production annually. But the ambition does not stop there. The Illinois Center is poised to replicate a pioneering industrial symbiosis model that debuted in France. This approach exemplifies circular economy principles, where every output is either used, reused, or recycled, leaving little to no waste. And as we await the comprehensive life cycle analysis, the promise of achieving a zero-waste production cycle raises the bar for environmental stewardship in agriculture. On the other side of the Atlantic, we have Horizon's remarkable strides in bioagriculture with the launch of its new facility in Baeza, Spain. With a heritage spanning over three decades, Horizon is no stranger to innovating for the agricultural sector. This brand new site boasts cutting-edge technology, enhancing Horizon's ability to deliver sustainable and effective agricultural solutions. The opening of this facility isn't just a testament to Horizon's growth. It is perfectly aligned with the world's escalating shift toward more sustainable agricultural practices. The remarks from Jose Escaich, CEO and co-founder, underscore the crucial role the new plant will play. This plant represents a strategic expansion of our capabilities to support sustainable agriculture globally. We are committed to providing growers with bespoke solutions that promote the health and performance of their crops, tailored specifically to their agricultural environments. With these groundbreaking openings, InnovaFeed and Horizon are not simply expanding their operational footprint. They are affirming an unwavering commitment to sustainability, innovation, and the future of our global food systems. These efforts mark a significant milestone in the journey towards more resilient and environmentally conscious agricultural practices, coming at a time when the world needs them the most. ADAMA is taking a significant leap forward in the realm of crop protection with the introduction of Meganic, a novel T3 fungicide specifically formulated for European cereal farmers. The innovative product arrives at a time when growers are seeking robust solutions to protect against ear diseases, not only ensuring the health of their crops, but also aiming to boost their yields. This development is particularly noteworthy as it addresses the pressing need to meet stringent EU standards for grain health, which includes the mitigation of mycotoxin contamination, a common concern among cereal growers. Meganic stands out due to its suitability across a broad range of cereal crops, including but not limited to barley, oilseed rape, and sugar beet. Trials across Europe have already displayed its efficacy, showing that Meganic-treated fields have lower levels of mycotoxins, such as deoxynivalenol, than those which are untreated. To add to the excitement, ADAMA plans to continue rolling out Meganic throughout various European countries into the following year, 2024. Alex Mills, global head of fungicides at ADAMA, shed light on the significance of this advance, pointing out that Meganic represents a groundbreaking step in T3 fungicide application. Mills emphasized that the ongoing field trials are a testament to the fungicide's capability to enhance agricultural outputs in a way that aligns with the future trajectory of sustainable farming practices. This kind of innovation not only strengthens the crop yield, but also plays a vital role in maintaining the quality and safety of our food supply. Artificial intelligence is increasingly becoming the cornerstone of agricultural innovation. Crop and technology is at the forefront of this revolution with the introduction of Oxara. This new open-source micro-language model is dedicated to supporting climate-smart agricultural practices. Oxara, developed on the Mistral model, is designed to overcome the language and knowledge barriers that often impede the progression of farming communities, particularly those in the global south. With the model initially encompassing major crops for food security, such as paddy, wheat, and maize, Oxara's compression technology via QLORA makes it an accessible and powerful tool for stakeholders across the spectrum. The commitment by CropIn to continue its expansion by adding more crops and languages ensures that as the agricultural landscape evolves, so too will the resources available to those who manage it. In a significant leap forward for the agri-tech sector in the United Kingdom, the newly inaugurated largest agri-tech center signifies a major consolidation and enhancement of resources. By combining three previous entities, this organization now provides a unified platform for innovation. The increased capacity of the center is not merely about space. It's a catalyst for accelerating research, development, and commercial scalability of technology in agriculture. This center is poised to tackle the pressing issues threatening food systems, notably those intensified by climate change, thereby underpinning the UK's dedication to a future of smart, sustainable farming. These landmark advancements, CropIn's Oxara and the UK's pioneering Agri-Tech Center, underscore a promising trend we're witnessing in the realms of AI and plant sciences. Through continuous research and an unwavering commitment to sustainability and productivity, we see a clear path forging ahead for the world of agriculture. It's a path laden with data-driven insights, technological empowerment, and a vision that acknowledges the role artificial intelligence will play in securing the future of farming. In the realm of sustainable agricultural technologies, funding and investment play a pivotal role in fueling innovation and growth. This week's investment landscape shines the spotlight on three particular companies: Vital Fluid, NP Harvest, and GreenEye Technology, each securing substantial financial backing that encapsulates their pioneering contributions to the ag tech sector. Vital Fluid stands at the forefront with an impressive 5 million euro seed funding round. Their plasma-activated water technology is indeed the archetype of sustainability, offering a natural alternative to harsh chemical pesticides and fertilizers. The funding received, courtesy of Future Food Fund, Graduate Entrepreneur Fund, Horticoop, and Innovation Industries, signals a shared vision. This considerable investment will propel Vital Fluid's efforts to amplify its greenhouse PRW programs, fine-tune its plasma systems, and escalate their commercial activities, paving the way for environmentally friendly agriculture. Moreover, NP Harvest has successfully raised 2.2 million euro to expedite its trailblazing nutrient recycling technology to the marketplace. Designed to recover valuable nutrients from wastewater streams with up to a 90% capture rate, their nutrient catcher can curtail pollution while diminishing dependence on fossil-based fertilizers, a critical turn in the effort to promote environmentally conscious farming practices. And not to be sidelined by these outstanding endeavors, GreenEye Technology triumphantly secured $20 million in funding, chiefly to extend its precision spraying system across the United States. This AI-driven technology slashes herbicide usage by 88%, lessening the chemical footprint on our ecosystem and resisting the march of herbicide resistance. Deep Insight, leading this investment round, recognizes the urgent necessity for technologies that mesh seamlessly with existing farm equipment and, more importantly, that safeguard our environment for future generations. The confluence of these significant investments is heralding a brighter, more sustainable future in agriculture, denoting a thoughtful shift towards precision and ecological conscientiousness in farming practices. These companies, with their innovative spirit and renewed financial backing, exemplify the transformative potential that targeted investment can engender within the agtech ecosystem. In our journey around the globe celebrating the progressive steps in agricultural technology, we find ourselves admiring the ingenuity of Olsaro's pursuit for stronger, more resilient wheat varieties. This Swedish agtech startup isn't just planting seeds for growth. It's cultivating hope for a future where crops can endure the climatic adversities we face. Their recent development of salt-tolerant wheat varieties is nothing short of remarkable, boasting a significant yield increase during their trials in Bangladesh. This is a promising stride toward transforming lands burdened by salinity into plentiful fields of gold, extending benefits to regions severely affected by such stresses, including parts of Asia, the Middle East, and even further to the shores of South America and Africa. But the strides don't stop with just one company. The landscape of ag tech is one of collaboration and collective effort, as we see with the auspicious launch of the Oat Grain Quality Consortium by the Grains Research and Development Corporation, known as the GRDC. By investing over $12.5 million in the next 5 years, the OGQC aims to elevate oat quality research to new heights. This consortium is a synergy of minds and goals, uniting industry heavyweights like Oatly, Sanitarium, and Quaker with academia to embrace a future that values the oat, fortifying not just our morning bowls, but the entire supply chain from breeders to processors, enriching the global community. And then we have BioLumic. With a clever use of UV light treatment technology, they're leading the way by developing ryegrass that not only promises to flourish, but also to assist in reducing methane emissions from grazing animals. This partnership with AgriZeroNZ is fostering a groundbreaking solution to meet environmental standards head-on, supporting New Zealand farmers in maintaining their vital place in the international market scene. Observing the grand tapestry of global ag tech developments, one cannot help but be invigorated by the tremendous growth and the boundless opportunities that come from such collaborative innovations. These initiatives serve as testament to a world that believes in nurturing not just crops, but a sustainable and enriched future for all. Cybersecurity has increasingly become a cornerstone for industries across the board, and agriculture is no exception. The recent annual report released by the Food and Agriculture Information Sharing and Analysis Center, better known as Food and Ag ISAC, presents an eye-opening perspective on the digital vulnerabilities facing our food and agriculture sector. Last year alone, the sector clinched the dubious honor of being the seventh most targeted industry, with a staggering 167 recorded ransomware incidents. This constitutes 5.5% of all such attacks, signaling a clear and present danger to the essential services that underpin our food supply. The implications of a cyber attack on agriculture can disrupt supply chains, compromise sensitive data, and jeopardize the food security of nations. In response, entities like Food and Ag ISAC are diligently working to fortify the sector's digital defenses. They are encouraging the adoption of stringent cybersecurity measures and enhanced protocols that can prevent, detect, and respond to cyber threats swiftly. Moreover, this call to arms is ringing truer as we step into the current year, which, thankfully, has seen a reduction in ransomware incidents in the first quarter. This is a testament to the concerted efforts of the industry to shield its digital infrastructure. However, this respite can only be sustained with continuous vigilance and investment in a robust cybersecurity framework that not only protects the industry's assets, but also ensures the confidence and safety of consumers and stakeholders. Now, let's pivot our attention to a critical issue facing one of the world's most extensive and diverse agricultural producers, Australia. A thought-provoking assessment has come to light from none other than CSIRO, Australia's national science agency, in the form of the Ag 2050 Scenarios Report. This comprehensive analysis paints a vivid picture of where Australian agriculture could head if proactive steps toward innovation aren't taken now. The report underscores a slew of challenges that threaten the fabric of Australian farming. Among them are the increasingly palpable impacts of climate change, the need to cut greenhouse gas emissions, and the instability plaguing supply chains. Add to that the acute labor shortages and evolving consumer preferences, and it becomes clear the road ahead demands nimble adaptation. However, perhaps the most pressing concern is the slow pace of innovation the report calls out. If the Australian agricultural sector doesn't accelerate adoption of emerging technologies and practices, it faces a future where market access is jeopardized and profitability plummets. The CSIRO lays out four distinct scenarios in its findings: regional ag capitals with an emphasis on localized farming excellence, landscape stewardship focusing on sustainability, climate survival that prioritizes adaptation strategies for climate extremes, and system decline, which serves as a cautionary tale of inaction. Dr. Catherine Nguyen from CSIRO Futures Agriculture and Food Lead shares a stark reality check, noting the decline in farm profitability over the last two decades. Her message is clear. This should be a wake-up call propelling the sector towards urgent, decisive action. It's not all doom and gloom, though. The Ag 2050 Scenarios Report isn't simply a forecast, it also offers a roadmap. It's a potent call to arms for all stakeholders involved, from farmers on the ground to policymakers, to rally together and chart a course for an agricultural sector that is both resilient and sustainable well into the mid-21st century. That's a wrap for this edition of AgTech Weekly Review. Thank you for joining us as we navigate the intricate and evolving world of agricultural technology. Stay informed, and we'll see you next week with more AgTech insights.